You're nicely on time.
Okay. Welcome everybody to my talk, Bridging the Gap from WordPress to Replate. As always, a few words about myself first. My name is Niklas. I'm technical lead at Aluga.com, which is a multilingual video platform and dubbing tool suite. I personally consider myself a Rustation and Nix enthusiast, so this topic might seem a bit out of place from my usual conference topics. I do like computer graphics and interactive media, pen and paper role-playing games. Actually, what I missed here for this room, I do like natural languages, so I'm fluent in English. Meine Muttersprache ist Deutsch. Hablo español, pero no hay demasiado oportunidades de practicarlo. Y je peux parler français, petit. So you can find me on the web at quartz.dev, and I'm also on the Fediverse on niklasquartz@rheinecker.social, where I'm also personally one of the admins that is running this instance. And now that we have covered that part, also this is my first FOSDEM, and as of a few moments ago, my first time helping out with a dev room. Thanks for Tom for taking over DAV so I can close this tab. So what to expect from this talk? This is not a mature open source project that you can like grab and throw at your WordPress instance and then have it become multilingual. It's mostly about sharing a fun little story, a bit of hacker spirit, how I solved translations for our own WordPress-powered marketing and product pages. And yeah, it involves three free and open source projects, WordPress Elementor, which is based on WordPress, and Replate. We'll start with the motivation for this project, then we'll talk a bit about what the initial idea was and at what solution we arrived eventually, how I implemented it, and what conclusions I derived from having finished this project in roughly the past 1.5 years, which was not like full-time job, but here and then adjusting it and hacking on it. So first of all, why WordPress for our product marketing pages at all? Initially, like our company existed for the past 12 years at this point, and for most of the time we were fine implementing our whole marketing product pages directly as a collaboration between marketing and designers and developers. But as we all of us probably know, development time is expensive, so needing this feedback loop back and forth between marketing, designers, and developers takes a lot of time that we'd like to spend on our core product itself. So we decided 2 years ago that we would move this process to WordPress because